So we learned once in the first mission of Pirkei Avos, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai, who Masra the Yeshua of Yeshua, Lizakenim, Lizakenim, Lanavim, who Nevim is Sarua, Lanchi Kinesis, the Gadola. We noted, it's page 544, we noted that there's an inconsistency in the Mishnah. There's two inconsistencies in this Mishnah. Number one, the Mishnah says, Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai, Moshe received the Torah from Sinai, and then uses a different verb, right? Umasra, he passed it down to the Mesorah, to Yeshua. And then, so number one, what's the difference between Kibel and Masra? And secondly, we noted that Yeshua to the Zakenim, Zakenim to the Nevi'im, it leaves out the word Masra, because like, he says it once, right? I pass the ball to Jules, Jules to Mendy, Mendy to Irwin. I don't need to say the ball, because it's obvious. Then why at the end, when we get to the last generation, the Mishnah says, "Unevi'im misarua la'anchi kinesis gedola." Either say it every time, and then Irwin passed the ball back to Peter. Why? Like, just say it every time, or not? Not at all. So we pointed out that the Maharal Prague has a parish in Pirkei Avos. It's called Derech Chaim. It's huge. It's like each one of his the Prakim could be its own sefer. I think it is its own sefer. It's tremendous. And he points out something fascinating. He says that from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu until the times of Anshei Knesset Gedola, the generations developed greater in Torah. They were just as great or even greater than the previous generation. But from the time of the Anshei Knesset Gedola until today, each generation is inferior to the previous generation.
Not today, really.
It's called Yeridas. Yeah, it's called Yeridas Hadoros. Right, the concept of Yeridas Hadoros only started with this last generation. That's the difference. Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Kibel, many write, means you get it, but you can't receive the whole thing. That's why Moshe got it from God. You can't get everything from God because Kadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. We are finite. You can't get everything. Moshe got whatever he can handle. And then he gave that directly to Yeshua, everything he got, and Yeshua received everything. Then it was 100% giving and taking from every generation until the destruction of the second base of Mikdash in the times of the Anshei Knesset Gedola. That's when things went south. Okay? And that's what the Navi is pointing out over here. That's when we left the time of Nevuah, an overt way, clear way of seeing Kadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, to a more implicit, less obvious way of seeing God in our lives. The transference between the time of Nevuah to the time of non-Nevuah, non-prophecy, was a very difficult time period for the Jewish people. Just imagine. So I hope everybody here gets a yearly physical. Hope so. If you don't, call your doctor today. Okay? So, but then, I'm not sure if you went to your doctor. You went to the Navi. And the Navi said, listen, what's bothering you? And my legs, my foot's bothering me. Every single time I have onions, kills my stomach, you know. And this, so he says, you know what? Here's a prescription. And it's not to take a few Zantac every morning or Prilosec. What's the prescription?
Are you pushing drugs?
Prilosec, as they say, is no good anymore. But what's the prescription? Work on your Lashon Hara. When you go home every day, speak nicely to your wife. You know, be a little bit more patient. Tefillin, you're not putting it on the right way. I see. Right? So, what? What are you talking about? This is the Navi. So, prophetic times are very different. Post-prophetic times, we don't live like that. Right? We live within Kadosh Baruch Hu's in our lives. No question about it. But we live in a very different time. Very different time. So, yes.
If you look at the last 10, 20, 30 years, the learning that's been going on far exceeded, I think, any period before.
So I would say
the point.
Yeah.
But I think along with the Torah, it's an equal component to that. Torah by itself is excellent, but without having Yiras Shamayim,
right?
The Torah standing by itself is it's not a full partner. If you don't have those two things, the Torah won't be able to be the fire that it needs to be. You need the Yiras Shamayim there as well. And that's where I think what we're missing. That we don't have that.
We also need derech eretz one for another, and for the authorities, and for the government. And
if you really have Yiras Shamayim, you're going to...
So your one Mishnah, derech eretz kadmah l'Torah. Your another Mishnah, Pirkei Avos, that your Yiraso has to be kodemes lechachmaso.
Just another two cents. We learn a lot of Torah, because we don't know as much as we did.
Right. So there's a difference between...
More people learn than ever.
The quantity of Torah that's being learned, it's undeniable. It's not questionable. It is. There's more Torah in quantity being learned today than probably ever before. I can't say that is true about the quality of the Torah. Right? I don't know. What would you pay to learn with Rav Chaim Brisker? With the Vilna Gaon, you have Gedolim. They will tell you, right? It's different, and you should come Sunday night. Rav Schechter's coming here. You should be a Gadol B'Yisrael. I think 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. But Gedolei Hador, you should expose yourself to them. You should learn from them. You should.
Herschel, not JJ. Correct.
Right. Correct. They're both great. So that's point number one here. But
is Kabbalah then obviously incomplete. We're saying Kibel. Was not 100%.
Yeah. So today's Lag BaOmer. Think of Kabbalah. So when it comes to Kabbalah, I think that along the lines, why is that the word that's used for Kabbalah? So it could be that we're going to understand that we're not going to understand everything when it comes to the mystical side of the Torah. We're not going to, but nonetheless, we got to try. I think most of us here over the age, we can try, right? So
you're the youngster.
So, but Rabbi Abraham J. Tversky has a parish in Pirkei Avos. It's called Visions of Our Fathers. In his great Ha'ara, he says that take this whole notion that I just said, that this moment when the Anshei Knesset Gedolah was here, destroyed, right? That was when the moment we lost prophecy. He says take every moment in Jewish history where there was a destruction, where there was an expulsion, something bad affected the entire nation. What happens right after that? There's a chiddush in Torah. There's a renaissance somehow in Torah learning. He says, look post-Holocaust. That's what you just said. Whoa. How much? Look at the proliferation of Torah post-Holocaust. He says, after the Khmelnytsky massacres in 1648, 1649, and the Shabtai Tzvi came almost right after that in 1666, What happened after that? The Baal Shem Tov, Chasidus, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings the refuah right afterwards. There's always opportunities after that destruction to continue to grow. And that's why he says, many, many Mefarshim point out, the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says, they said three things. So Mefarshim say, why is this part of this Mishnah? This should be the second Mishnah. The first Mishnah is the Masorah. The second Mishnah is what the Anshei Knesset Gedolah said. No, this is part of the Masorah. What does that mean? This is a message about how the Jews should survive in Gullus. You want to survive in Gullus as a people, as an individual, through your own personal Gullus? Three things. Number one, have a Mesunim Bedin. Literally means be patient in judgment. Judges, be careful. When you adjudicate, don't judge too quickly. Be careful. Be deliberate. Number two, Hamidu Tamidim Harbe literally means have a lot of students. Teach a lot of Torah. And number three, Avasu Siag LaTorah, make Gzeros, Takanos, protective fences around the Torah. Says, again, I saw this in Rabbi Reuven Feinstein's Sefer, and I saw this in Abraham J. Tversky, and in Rabbi Lau's Sefer on Pirkei Avos, all the same idea. No. There's a deeper message here. According to that, they're talking to different people. The Maharal says the first part of the Mishnah is talking to Heaven Masunadi is referring to judges. The second is referring to rabbis, teaching a lot of people. And number three is referring to the laymen. Laymen protect the Torah. He says, no, they were all referring to each one of us. have a mesudim din. Galus is going to be very long. It's going to be very difficult. Don't lose your patience. Be patient. Have hope. Optimism. It will be there. I promise. But you have to be patient. Number two, have midu tamid amardi. This is beautiful. Hamidu doesn't only mean amass a lot of students, but raise up your students.
Look at Rabbi Akiva. He went from 24,000 to 5.
Raise up your students. Listen to this. Accentuate the positive in each one of your students. Right? All my students think they're schlubs. I don't know this. I don't know that. All I hear all day is, I failed this. You're not going to get into there. Your average isn't good enough in that class. Forget about that. Accentuate what they're good at. Ha'amidu. You want real students? Ha'amidu tamidim harbe. That's a beautiful pshat. No? Jay, you like it?
No. And the quick read would have said many and not focus on the quality.
Right? Right? It's beautiful. Vasu siag la Torah, number three. Make a fence around the Torah. That's not just for the rabbis to make takanos and zeros. We have to know ourselves. We have to have our own boundaries and balance and protect our own Yiddishkeit, protect our own spirituality. If a Jew wants to survive in Galus, these are the ingredients, right? This is the recipe. Number one, be patient. Be patient, have hope, have optimism. Number two, accentuate the positive when all the people around us, and our children, grandchildren, our students. And number three, protect the Torah that we have. Protect the Torah in a very real way. Think of ways that we can be proactive in learning Torah and protecting the Torah that we've gained throughout our years. That is the message that the Anshei Knesset Gedola shared with us for the future. Wish everybody a great day and a Freilichen Lag V'Omer.